You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1993. Hello, I'm Fred Moby, right here at 540 kilohertz on your AM radio dial with your DX Audio Service. Glad to have you along. We're going to check in with Jerry Starr right now and see what he's got on the AM switch. Jerry, take it away.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This is reference number 312, and we have a lot of material to cover today. Let's start with call interchanges on 620 KGW Portland, Oregon becomes KINK. Don't mourn the loss of the three-letter call. The TV station, which is now separately owned from the radio station, remains KGW-TV. On 640 WJTZ, Blountville, Tennessee becomes WGOC. 740 WRPX, Hudson, Wisconsin changing to WMIN. 1010 KKGZ, Brush, Colorado becomes KSIR. On 1090 WGOC, Kingsport, Tennessee, they're changing to WKCV. On 1110 WWRX, East Providence, Rhode Island, changing back to their former call, WHIM. 1230 KDZA, Pueblo, Colorado, becomes KKPC. 1250 KKFX, Seattle, Washington, changing to KKDZ to fit their new kids format. On 1260 WQZQ, Dixon, Tennessee, we told you about that call letter change some time ago. Well, it never took place. That was a new call assigned to the station while they were silent. The station has now come back on the air, but is using their previous call of WDKN. On 1310 WBFD, Bedford, Pennsylvania becomes WAYC in the Great Bedford call letter swap. On 1350 WBSK, Portsmouth, Virginia changing to WSVY. 1460 WPRW, Manassas, Virginia. Earlier, the station claimed they were going to be changing their calls to WKDZ, and we told you about that, but now they have requested WKDV. 1480 KFMQ, Lincoln, Nebraska, changing to KMEM. 1490 KJQN, Ogden, Utah, changing to KJOE. On 1520 WTCV, Greenup, Kentucky, becomes WLGC. And finally, on 1600, WAYC Bedford, Pennsylvania becomes WBFD. Under the duopoly rules, same person now owns both these stations in Bedford, and they have just swapped calls with the frequency. Applications for new stations. Been a while since we've had any. There are two this month. On 1580, new station in Hackettstown, New Jersey would like to be 2,500 watts with a directional antenna daytime only. This basically is an application to take over the facility of WSRR in Washington, New Jersey, which at last report was still silent. And on 1600, they want to build a new station in Blaine, Washington, 50 kilowatts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, and a U4 antenna. That's directional patterns that are different day and night. Looking at applications from existing stations, several of note. On 550 WAYR Orange Park, Florida would like to go full-time by adding 260 watts at night. On 830 WCRN Cherry Valley, Massachusetts, a new station that is not yet on the air, they would like to change their city of license to Worcester, Massachusetts. On 1190 WLIB New York, New York would like to change their city of license to Yonkers, New York. Why would they want to do this? Well, in the last issue, we explained that one of the criteria the FCC will use, as a matter of fact, the number one criteria for accepting applications for stations to operate a second station in the expanded broadcast band, is a city over 100,000 population that has no full-time stations licensed to it. Well, presto, Yonkers is one of the very few cities in the country that meets this parameter. We wonder who will be the first to notice that Jersey City, New Jersey, right across the river, also falls into this rather rare category of 100,000 population and no full-time radio stations. Finally, on 1540 WPGR, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania would like to change their city of license to Ballasinwood, Pennsylvania, and go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Grants to existing stations, a couple that are of interest to DXers. On 850 KORC, Waldport, Oregon becomes full-time by adding a mighty 10 watts at night. on 1590 KXEM McFarland, California, moves frequency to 750 kilohertz. There'll be 3,000 watts in the daytime, 600 watts at night, a U4 antenna system with different patterns day and night, and they want to change their city of license to Bakersfield, California. And on 1600 KRVA, Cockrell Hill, Texas, this synchronous transmitter will go from operating at night only to unlimited time. Under otherness, and there's a lot of stuff here, so get ready for a massive pile of information on 710 WKXB, Smyrna, Tennessee, is silent. Also on 710 CHYR, Leamington, Ontario, the station that operated 710 daytime and 730 nighttime, their new FM station is scheduled to begin broadcasting the 1st of August, 1993, and as soon as that station takes to the air, they will begin shutting down the 710 and 730 AM operations for good. On 730 WVFN, East Lansing, Michigan, they had a grant to add 500 watts at night. For reasons unexplained, that grant has now been rescinded by the FCC. 750 KMMJ, Grand Island, Nebraska, for a short period of time, this station was broadcasting at night but is now returned to their daytime-only mode for which they're licensed. No word to exactly what was going on here. 800 WSMJ, Cave City, Kentucky, license for this station has been canceled. The call letters are deleted. On 850 WPFD, Fairview, Tennessee, although many months of the year this station is authorized to operate later, it signs off at 5 p.m. Central Time year-round. On 920 WTCW, Whitesburg, Kentucky, this station was silent due to a fire. It's now back on the air. 1010 WCNU, Crestview, Florida, this silent station has new ownership and is expected to return to the air soon. On 1080 WSSI, Carthage, Mississippi, silent station is on the air. 1100 WLBB, Carrollton, Georgia, silent station is on the air. On 1130 WAMG, Gallatin, Tennessee, according to Ernie Ashworth, if that name is familiar, he's a performer on the Grand Ole Opry, the owner of this silent station, they plan to return to the air as soon as a new transmitter site can be located. 1160 WBND, Florence, Kentucky. This station is now here, former frequency 1180. 1170 WKFL, Bushnell, Florida, is back on the air. 1190 WMAD, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, has returned to the air. 1220 WCPH, Etowah, Tennessee. This silent station was on the air for a short period of time, then went silent, and they are now back on the air again. 1230 KKPC Pueblo, Colorado is back on the air. Also on 1230 WWSD Quincy, Florida has gone silent. On 1240 KRAL Rawlings, Wyoming, this station is silent. 1250 WRKQ Madisonville, Tennessee has returned to the air. Also on 1250 KKDZ Seattle, Washington, the station had been silent under their old call of KKFX, but they will be returning to the air with the new kids format. Probably will be back on by the time this tape reaches you. 1270 WYAK, Surfside Beach, South Carolina. This silent station had been off the air for transmitter repairs, is now back on the air. 1280 WSVE, Jacksonville, Florida, has gone silent. 1290 WDEC, Americus, Georgia. This station is silent, and a call to the station reveals that the owners have no plans to return it to the air. As a matter of fact, the AM transmitter has been donated to a local college. On 1320 WWWT in Randolph, Vermont, if you've been hearing this station better at night than you used to, there may be a reason. Seems the FCC caught them running their day power of 1,000 watts at night, when the power should have only been 66 watts. The FCC did more than slap their wrists. They fined them $20,000. 1340 KDEN, Denver, Colorado. This station is silent. 1360 WHLP in Baltimore, Maryland. This station has already dropped their All Help Wanted format and is presently running a Music of Your Life type format from a temporary studio in a garage in Baltimore. No kidding. And they're rumored to be ready to request the call WITH as soon as the present WITH on 1230 changes their calls to WKDH to start their new kids format in Baltimore. 1370 KTMG, Deer Trail, Colorado. This silent station is back on the air. 1380 WMTD, Hinton, West Virginia. The station is silent. According to M Street Journal, they lost their transmitter site. On 1400 WGTN, Georgetown, South Carolina, this station is now back on the air. 1410 WKKP, Madonna, Georgia, has returned to the air. 1440 WWCL, Lehigh Acres, Florida, also back on the air. 1450 WLYV, Fort Wayne, Indiana, this station is now silent. And WCLM Highland Springs, Virginia on 1450, also silent. 1470 WPCN Plymouth, North Carolina has gone silent. 1480 KMEM Lincoln, Nebraska, they were silent for quite a long time under the call KFMQ. They are scheduled to return to the air the 1st of June. 1490 KXRE Manitou Springs, Colorado. This silent station is on the air playing continuous heavy metal music without any announcements or IDs. It's believed to be just a test prior to returning to regular programming. Also on 1490, WZOR Immokalee, Florida is back on the air. And KBRO Bremerton, Washington, another silent station that has returned. On 1500 WTNE Trenton, Tennessee, this station is silent. Seems its towers were knocked down by a storm in late 1992, but they say they plan to return to the air sometime this summer. They will be on 1500 kilohertz, 250 watts with a D3 antenna. They had a construction permit to move to 890. As a matter of fact, in your NRC log, the station is shown on 890, but this CP no longer exists. So please make that change in your log. WTNE Trenton, Tennessee remains on 1500. 1530 KHAT Lincoln, Nebraska. This station went silent at noon on April 30th this year and will not return. The transmitter land has been sold to a developer, and the owner cannot justify the expense of relocating to another site. So it looks like, although it's not official yet, but this station is gone for good. Also on 1530 KCLR Rawls, Texas. Another silent station is back on the air. 1550 WLOR Huntsville, Alabama has returned to the air. 1560 WLJA in Ellijay, Georgia also back on the air. 1580 WWOF Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. This station was silent, returned to the air for several weeks, and then the first week of May went silent once again. Also on 1580 WDMF Knoxville, Tennessee is silent. 1600 KQRO in Curo, Texas. This station is silent. And finally, somewhat of a curiosity, on 1660 in Las Vegas, Nevada, if you live in the West and you noticed any unusual activity on this frequency, USA Digital was using 1660 kilohertz for on-the-air demonstrations at the NAB convention in late April. In addition to digital audio, they also ran normal analog audio on this frequency. And in an article in Radio and Records magazine, USA Digital claims the signal was received across many western states. So we'd like to hear from any NRCers who may have stumbled across this testing station. And that will wrap up a rather enormous edition of AM Switch for this month. I'll see you in 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. I'm Jerry Starr, turning it over to none other than the inimitable Mr. John D. Bucker.
We'll be back in a moment, right after this station break.
You start with your age, multiply by the temperature, 3 times your license number plus your area code. Add the time of the day and divide by the zip code. The answer is 1070.
Well, as you can tell, we're portable. Boy, have we got a portable mic with us this month. And just where are we located?
That's all the time we've got. You're in tune to KOMC Branson.
Wonder how many of you have heard of Branson. It's a small town in the southwest part of Missouri, and we're here, and we're going to be here a whole week. And anyway, we're looking forward to the country music capital of the world. And anyway, this month on the Travelogue, we come loaded for bear. So we're going to ask your forbearance. We're going to be hearing recordings on this travelogue of stations all around the countryside that broadcast on 1070 kilohertz. That's 1070 on your AM radio dial. Now, how do we get these recordings? Well, sure, we travel a lot, and we usually run up to 4 radios with tape recorders every hour on the hour. And then in the evening, as we've passed through these various cities and states, I sort out what we've captured during the day and keep the best of whatever there is. Sometimes there isn't anything, but what can you do? But a large number of IDs come from members of the DX Audio Service who send in a cassette of 1 or 2 local stations, and we add them to the list, and in the computer listing, of course, we note who sent them in and the date of the recording, if the date is given us. So, as you heard last month, we need some help on some upcoming frequencies, and actually next month we're going to be listing a few more channels we could use a hand with, so you'd be sure to be ready for that. Okay, 1070 it is this month. This is a clear channel frequency, and that means that U.S. stations can operate with up to 50,000 watts of power without any waivers or anything else. And the U.S. shares the frequency equally with the Canadians. They have powerhouses at 1070, and I don't have a single recording of any one of them. Well, there you go. Too bad, because as a kid in Vermont, I used to hear CBA on my bedroom radio at night. They ID'd as CBA Maritime. That's all they'd say. Kind of interesting. And let's see, the next time that we put a travelogue together, we're going to be in Wisconsin, not far from Milwaukee and Madison. I won't play you the one recording we have of WTSO. It was recorded for me by a neighbor on a radio with the dial misadjusted just enough that the ID sounds simply horrid. But trust me, there is a WTSO in Madison, and it's on the air, I guess, and it's at 1070. Maybe we'll confirm that for you next month. And for the first time in over a year, we can't start in New England with our travelogue this month because there's nothing in New England at 1070. So we're going to do the next best thing by bringing you a station in the dual market of Plattsburgh, New York, and Burlington, Vermont. So at least there is a slight New England flavor on the June 1993 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Roy Firestone.
This is the flagship station of the hometown broadcasting company, WKDR, Plattsburgh, Burlington.
And if you come about 300 miles due south of Plattsburgh, Burlington, you come to a little town on the Hudson River. And what this fellow says as the first letter of the call sign, I haven't any idea. I've listened to it over and over. See what you make of it.
WCRR, Cornwall, New Windsor.
News, I'm Bob Windsor.
Stowies, is that what he said? I don't know. Let's move down into New Jersey now, right in the middle of the state.
KMB, Sterling.
75 degrees and cloudy.
I cheated.
WKMB, Sterling.
75 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. This is Sterling Country, WKMB News.
All right, out into Pennsylvania now.
WKOK Sunbury.
And now, skipping to the warmer climes, here's North Carolina.
And Lynn's Highway 17 South and Neuse Boulevard, New Bern.
This is WNCT AM and FM, Greenville, a Park Communications Station.
Now I'm going to give you a second ID from this WNCT, because they have an interesting ID they use. They're at 1070 on the dial, right?
Eastern Carolina's Easy 108, WNCT AM FM Greenville.
There's a good example of using the FM frequency on the AM call. They're at 1070, Easy 108. What can I tell you? Okay, WHBE, High Point.
WHBE and WHBE FM High Point.
1 o'clock.
And then later, they became known as
your Golden Oldie Station, AM 107, WGOS, High Point, Thomasville.
Deeper and deeper we go into Dixie now.
Tony Terry, singing about an everlasting love. With WHYZ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, San Souci, top of the hour and time for community news.
And now down to my favorite part of the country, the Sunshine State and the Sun Coast.
T1070, the music of your life. WKII, Port Charlotte, Fort Myers, Venice. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm John Lisk. It's confirmation today of the release of another child from Mount Carmel compound near Waco.
You know, I have to depart from my 1070 text here for a moment just to tell you, I don't know if you can hear in the background, we've got two diesel motorhomes warming up right here next to us. Well, that's the way things go in a campground in Branson, Missouri. We love it. Okay, what do you say? We somewhat out of geographic order, but nonetheless a big station in the South, WAPI.
Seriously, place your favorites. Mornings on 1070 WAPI, Birmingham.
Listen how he pronounces Salt Lake City here. You ready?
NBC Radio News, I'm Bob Fuss. Newborn infants in a maternity ward are among the hostages being held by a gunman at a hospital outside Salt Lake City.
I didn't know that's the way you said that.
Oh, well. WFLI, Lookout Mountain, Chattanooga.
Another one.
1,000 watts of life-changing power. WFLI, Lookout.
Wait a minute.
Mountain.
Wait a minute.
Chattanooga.
6,000 watts of what?
50,000 watts of life-changing power. WFLI, Lookout Mountain, Chattanooga.
That's what I thought he said. Memphis, Tennessee.
50,000 watts of good times. WDIA, Memphis.
And now, my favorite station in the United States, and its favorite jingle.
5:30.
W-I-K-C, Indianapolis. W-I-K-C.
You know, we came through Indianapolis just a few days ago on our way here from Valparaiso, Indiana, with son John. And couldn't help noticing that WIBC has won the Indiana State News Awards this year. And among the people that received the award was John Bartholomew. And son John will remember that he worked with John Bartholomew at one time on WAKE in Valparaiso. So we ought to write to him and get all the jingles, John. Okay, here we go with a second ID from WIBC. This is the one that you hear at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Radio Indiana, WIBC, Indianapolis.
This guy gets up in the middle of the night, and he's already working while you struggle out of bed. He's making happy sounds as you fumble to your car and fight through the traffic just to get to work, and he's already there, laughing at the morning. What kind of guy does a thing like that? It's either gotta be a clock or Gary Todd, or both. It's either gotta be a clock or Gary Todd, your host. Strike back at the morning man with WIBC.
Good morning, it's 13 minutes past.
Oh, there, yeah, that's great. WMOM, please.
Burnt toast and cold coffee have never tasted so good. KMOM, hometown radio for Monticello and central Minnesota. Welcome home.
Did I say W? Sorry about that.
That's a group that's endured for quite a few years. Alabama from 1991. Forever's As Far As I'll Go on KILR, AM 1070, FM 95.9. 70 degrees now as we head into the 1 o'clock hour. KILR serving Estherville, Sway City, and Bancroft. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Tidal waves, some as high as 30 feet, triggered by a strong earthquake in the Pacific Ocean, have wiped out about a 200-mile section of the Nicaraguan coast southwest of Managua.
This next is a station not far from where we are right this minute.
You've got the news and information source in Northeast Missouri. KHMO, Hannibal, Quincy, Palmyra.
And now, thanks to Steve Bauer.
KFDI Country. This is KFDI Wichita. The Pony Express News brought to you by Wichita's three precision tune shops.
Okay, KBCL. OCA City. Love it. Love it.
Pitneys and lift me up to higher places.
You're listening to AM 1070 KBCL, Shreveport, Bossier City.
Bossier City, yeah. Keener, Keener.
Keener is Texas radio. And Texas radio is...
KENR, Houston.
Oh, people in Detroit would argue with that. Oh, well. Keener gets around, doesn't it, Fred?
And Michael Jackson's new album should be out in time for Christmas, or should I say Christmas presents.
Started off our 25 minutes of hits without the hype with PM John. Also heard from Enigma. Berlin, the funky remix, Take My Breath Away. Also Scorpions and Michael Bolton. 104 KRBE FM and AM Houston. This is Madison Chase, and I hear that even his dad,
Trust me, that 104 is really 107. KRBE in Houston. Yeah. Oh, hey, here's one we missed.
Whether you're at home, work, or cruising in your ride, you're locked into 1070 AM WANM Tallahassee.
And now we head west, the biggie on 1070.
All you need to know,
and if we go further west,
to the news station KNX Los Angeles 1070 on your AM dial.
And a lot further west, here's what we get.
This is the big 1070 sound. 2RG serving Riverina and the MIA. No matter what the weather, it's fun to get together with the happy sounds of 2RG.
2RG, the entertainment center.
Well, I guess Down Under is a good place to end up this month. What can I tell you? Let's see. I did say that Keener came from Detroit. Well, it used to be WKNR, and that was the biggie WKNR in my humble estimation. Of course, they're down in the Cleveland market now, and I should have said that earlier. Next month, we come to the eastern half of 1080 with WTIC and a whole bunch of other stations for you, and we're looking forward to that. Have an awfully good summer till we get back in touch with you from Wisconsin next month. John Bowker with the Travelog. Back to you, Fred.
On the DX Audio Service line, we've got Jeff Tynan from, what city is it you actually live in?
Parker, Colorado. That's about 20 miles south of Denver.
Okay, and how far is that from Wayne?
About 10 miles.
Okay, that's not too far. Let me ask you, you have anything for us on the CPC, or is it pretty quiet this month?
Well, it's pretty quiet coming up on the summer months here, but I could give you an update on previous year's stats.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, last year we had 160 letters sent out compared to 248 letters the year before. We ended up with 12 positive tests plus the two that Jim Snowberger arranged for us. Works out to be about 7% return, which pretty much mirrors the previous years.
Okay, and do we have anything that looks possible in the future, or hasn't anything really been planned?
Well, so far we're just starting the targeting portion of CPC. We'll probably be sending the first letters out in mid-July to target early September tests, which is a little earlier than we've done on years before, but this is due to we already have $22 worth of donations, which is up from the previous year, although we could use quite a bit more.
Okay, so stamps are really appreciated.
Yeah, stamps and targets. Unless you want to hear a station that I'd like to hear tested, send out your own targets, and I'll send out anything that hasn't been sent out in the last year or two. If we have a negative reply, we won't send it out usually for 3 or 4 years.
Okay, now we're, what about time-wise? Are we looking at September as far as a date to start doing this?
Well, we'd like to get the targets in by July and any donations in by July, but you're welcome to send anything in throughout the DX season. But we'd like to get out, I'd like to see at least 100 letters out in the first batch of July, and that way we'd be well ahead of last year's pace.
Okay, so we're actually targeting July as far as a date to send letters and DX tests for September.
Yeah, we have enough funds to get the first 50 letters out at this time.
Okay, it sounds good. I got to ask you a question, too. Wayne was telling me that you were employed in the airline industry.
Yes, I'm a pilot for United. Okay. Chicago.
Well, let me ask you a question I've always wondered about, you know, and I've taken a radio aboard a plane. Of course, they tell you you can't use a radio in a cabin of a plane. Have you ever had a chance while you're up in the air to maybe use some of the radios in the aircraft to be able to listen to AM?
Well, yes. We en route, sometimes we have a lot of requests for information on the Super Bowl or whatever big game's going on. And if we're not busy, we have a device called ADF, Automatic Direction Finder, which basically is just a AM radio, you know, plus or minus a couple kilohertz, and we can tune in the local broadcasts and find out what the scores are.
And, you know, given the fact that most antenna systems are designed for like a 30-degree takeoff angle from the actual antenna, one would tend to think that maybe either signals up in the air are garbled or else they're not audible. I mean, how is the reception, say, up at 10,000 to 35,000 foot?
Reception's pretty poor.
Is it?
I'm not sure whether it's the antenna or the just the radio itself is not really designed for use up there. Where that the ADF is usually used in the approach phase of flight, so it's I haven't had too much chance to try it for anything but that.
That sounds interesting. I can't help but think that you know, as you're flying around, some of your DX instincts, at least with the National Radio Club, sometimes help you in your profession.
Now, generally, it doesn't really cross over too much, other than knowing who to tune in to find out what ball score. But generally, we don't have to listen to it.
But you probably know, say, for example, when you're going into O'Hare, that 720 on the dial is a clear channel.
Yes.
Okay. Jeff, where can our DX Audio Service members send their stamps and suggestions to?
Okay, all stamps and suggestions can go to Jeff Tynan, that's T-Y-N-A-N, 10359 Severance Drive, Parker, Colorado, 80134.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you, Fred.
Jeff Tynan on our live line here on the DX Audio Service. We'd like to thank him for stopping in with us and talking about CPC. And we've got a lot more coming up here on your DX Audio Service, so stay tuned.
Say, what's the president's cat's name?
S-O-C-K-S.
And what's that device that you use to unlock the studio door?
A key.
Hey, what kind of M&Ms do you like?
Deep plain, boss. Deep plain.
That's right. You can speak Spanish with the DX Audio Service official Spanish language program. You can say things like...
They don't ID.
And...
Stupid QRM.
And...
I miss the ID.
Simple, isn't it? However, if you don't want to speak Spanish, but would like to find some great DX goodies.
Oh, yeah.
Contact the Publication Center.
Uh-huh.
Crazy Ken, you know the guy.
Yeah, the guy with the shotgun.
Yeah, Crazy Ken.
Yes.
He has a catalog that's available for only $1 with all the National Radio Club goodies in it.
Yeah.
Send $1 to National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. And say what?
Crazy Ken, send me a catalog.
Yeah, I've heard this bit before someplace.
Back here on the Talk of the DX Audio Service for June 1993. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Some people are wondering exactly how I did that little thing at the beginning of the DX Audio Service and whether or not that was a real radio station. Well, yes, it was, and no, it wasn't. Yes, that was real. That was really recorded off the radio, but it's not a real radio station. See, what I did is I've got a carrier current transmitter here in the studio, which we use in our automation system to test programming under conditions, and what I did is put the intro through that and then reduce the power to the point where CBEF up in Windsor, Ontario was beating it up real good. Then I taped it on the Sony ICF 2010 here in the studio, and that's how you heard the intro. So anyways, now you know how we did a little magic here in the studio. For those of you that like to drink beer, why not pop yourself open a Red, White, and Blue, and let's announce the winner to our contest.
For the Red, White, and Blue.
WWOK. There's some real creative people around this studio, I'll tell you. Anyway, let's get into the contest. If you remember, 2 issues back, we had our contest about naming a station on the frequency of 1500. Who is called? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's how it sounded on the April edition, I believe it was, of the DX Audio Service. We're going to play you a jingle, and the last 2 letters of the station's jingle are missing. What you've got to do is tell us what the entire station call sign is. Your answer must be received by April 30th, 1993 to be eligible. Now, here is Jingle Jungle.
You're listening to the good guys. They're the most. The best of all the good guys. Coast to coast on Radio 15WJ.
2 letters are missing at the end. You have to tell us what the entire station call sign is. Connie, give them hint number 1.
This radio station was on 1500.
Hint number 2.
The first 2 letters are W and J.
And hint number 3.
The station played this jingle in 1962.
Okay, you have to give us the entire call sign. And give us the entire call sign, they did. In fact, we had, out of all the members of the DX Audio Service, 26 entries into the contest, all of which were exactly correct. So what we did is we put all the entries into a box, shook them up real good, and drew out 2. And the first card out of the box was Ernie Wesolowski of Omaha, Nebraska. And I'm very impressed with Ernie's card. Let me just read what it says on the back here. Jingle Jungle number 2. The answer is WJBK 1500 Detroit, Michigan. They're a U4 station, 50,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night, with an address of 7141 Second Boulevard. They're 24 hours a day, and they have the Mutual Radio Network. And he puts down at the bottom, it pays to belong to the National Radio Club. The source, the 1968-69 NRC Domestic Log number 1. Exactly right, Ernie. And number 2 out of the hat was John Sampson of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And John and Ernie, we're going to extend your membership to the DX Audio Service by 1 month. And the rest of you, why not try this Jingle Jungle? Jingle Jungle number 3 is a mathematical Jingle Jungle. See, what you're going to have to do is take the 7 stations which we're about to give you and write them down in order, call sign and frequency. Then take the frequencies and either add them, subtract them, multiply or divide them as we tell you to do, and give us the final answer. All right, we'll have more details at the end, but here's Jingle Jungle number 3.
Spend your weekend under the big top with the Grand Carnival of Fun. WBSR 1450 Pensacola.
And add to that the following frequency.
KJR Seattle, Channel 95.
Subtract.
Famous 56 WFIL. Toss it down.
Add to it.
1480 All American Style.
WMQM.
Fun is. Now, if this isn't getting too complicated, what I want you to do is take what you got now and multiply it by the frequency of this station.
WKYC Radio 11.
Now divide by this ex-Cleveland call sign.
1220 WGAR.
And add
WKRC Radio 55.
So how did you do on figuring out that Jingle Jungle? Let me give you an example of how this is going to work. Suppose we gave you 4 Chicago radio stations, WCFL 1000, WLS 890, WBBM 780, and WGN 720. And the instructions were to take WCFL plus WLS minus WBBM times WGN. What you do on your calculator is take 1000 plus 890 minus 780 times 720. And the result is 799,200. Now, that's what we want. The call sign and the frequency in kilohertz for each station, and then the result of all your mathematics. Put it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. The entries must be received by June 30th, 1993. And remember to use the complete frequency in kilohertz for all your computations. And we hope that you're a winner.
Hi, Fred and all the DX Audio Service members. This is Marcy Scott calling from Watertown, Massachusetts on May 7th at about 9:45 at night. We've had a recent change in an FM station here in Boston, the former WCDJ at 96.9 has been sold to the owners of Magic 106, and it is now, for a few days, it was simulcasting with Magic 106.7, and as of sometime around, at least around 10 o'clock last night, it has now become WBCS, Boston's Country Station. Just wanted to report that, and thanks for a great magazine. Keep up the good work.
Hello, DXers. This is Victor Schmidt reporting from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is May 10th. I just finished playing the May edition of the audio service tape. There is a change on 1360. We do not have Help Wanted Radio anymore. They're playing Big Band Radio, so Jobs Radio is gone. So, Fred, you keep that tape I sent you, All Jobs All the Time, is not anymore. Also, I noticed a violation a couple of weeks ago. I got WHUN in Huntington, 1150, country music station. They blasted WMET out of existence. Couldn't even get them that evening. I have noticed a lot of violations in the D.C. area now, Doug. They are splattering on WRC again, and WMDO is now staying on past sunset. I'm not sure if that's a violation or they're doing that on a regular basis now. WMDO 1540 is now on an hour past normal sunset sign-off here. In the month of May, it's 8:15, so they're signing off at 9:15. Also, I heard today on the Rush Limbaugh show, his show is now being carried on WRNO in New Orleans on shortwave. The frequency is 15.420. And speaking of Rush, on a personal note, my wife has decided to divorce me because I refuse to stop listening to Rush Limbaugh. So this can be a first, a marriage breaking up because I listen to Rush Limbaugh. Talk to you next month.
This is Jason Metal with the Michigan Radio Update for May 15th, 1993. As of today, 1440, WMAX All News is now a member of the Sports and Entertainment Network, all the features as I know of now. Just found this out a few minutes ago. And I do not have a call on that. A couple months ago, this is not the most recent thing, but 104.9 of Marshall is now country. Don't have calls on that. Programming note, Sports Byline USA has been picked up by WVFN, The Fan, 7:30 in Lansing.
Hi, everybody. Jim Snowbarker reporting this time live and direct via telephone. Anybody want to buy a loop antenna? I've got a Palomar loop that I wouldn't mind selling as I move on to other toys. It's in excellent condition, works as good as new, and there are several different coils available for different frequencies, but I just have the one for the broadcast stand. So I'll even include the batteries, say $95, and I'll pay the shipping. So if you want to get into a loop antenna, that'll save you about $50, I would say. Give me a call if you like. I'm at area code 515-478-3347. Thanks.
This is Steve Bauer in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm in search of a song. Early in April, I visited our nation's capital and enjoyed listening to the various radio stations. One particular station, WRQX at 107.3, caught my attention and it attracted me to their morning show several times. They played a song that I wished I could have got on tape. It was a parody of the Helen Reddy song, I Am Woman, but the parody is I Am Hillary, and it's quite hilarious. My attempts to get this song on tape sent to me have failed. So if you are in an area that has a radio station that has played this particular song, I would like to have an opportunity to have you put it on the tape for me. If you need, I'll send you a tape, or you can contact me by mail or phone at 3908 West 18th North, Wichita, Kansas, 67203. My home number is 316-942-0464. Any help I can get on this will be appreciated. Thanks.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Marcy Scott again from Watertown, Massachusetts. On May 23rd at about 10 p.m., I want to report a relatively new format change, not in the Boston area, but in Providence on 550. WICE has remained WICE, but it's now no longer simulcasting or broadcasting what used to be WHIM country or WIM country. It's now your news and sports station for Southern New England or something like that. And I noticed it is broadcasting the New York Yankee games, and it reduces power at sunset to such an extent that you can't hear it after. When it reduces power, all of a sudden you don't hear it. But just wanted to report that, an interesting change there. And hope everybody's having a good warming of the weather. And keep up the good work. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Well, okay, we got some rain outside, Marcy, so I guess we'll flip over to side two and conclude our musings from members column on the DX Audio Service.